The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we now have joining us on the Sharks Audio Network, it is Tyler Toffoli. Toph, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Doing great. Getting ready for the season to, start kicking off here.
Yeah, man, it's been about 4 months since the end of the regular season, and this is what I've been asking the guys that I've talked to up to this point. I spoke with Mario, spoke with Deller. I'm trying to think who else I spoke with. A couple other guys, Graffer. Are you going stir crazy, man? It's like going this long without playing games must just be wild for you.
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal. But at the same time, it's been nice to kind of just rest, recover, and just get my mind right. Obviously, it was a frustrating season last year, and one of those things where you want to try and forget it, but at the same time, use it as motivation. So I think it's been good so far. And like I said, just really excited for training camp to start here soon.
Yeah, man, I would imagine so. And just to go back and talk about the frustrations of last year, not to dwell on it because the season was what it was. Did it ever bother you that people would say like, oh, the Sharks, they're not winning, but they sure are entertaining? Would you be like, well, yeah, that's great, guys. Like, sports generally are entertaining. But like, I would imagine that that's not really the goal. You want to win more than anything else.
No, I think we want to be entertaining and winning. So that's what the goal is going to be. And I think that's what the message is going to be at training camp here from day one, is to understand the work that we're going to be putting in. And we did put in a lot of work last year, and we definitely got better as the season went on, in my opinion, with how we were competing and stuff. That was never an issue. It was more of not being able to close games out and finish games. So that's going to be one of the main topics, I'm assuming, coming to training camp. And, it's definitely coming up pretty quickly here.
Yeah, and last year was the second consecutive year that the team started out with a extended losing streak or winless streak. I know you weren't here 2 years ago, but that one went double digits in this last year. It was 9 to start the year before you finally got that first win on the 28th of October. Is there going to be discussion or about needing to get off, not to a hot start, but just to kind of get rolling a little bit sooner? Or is that not even the point of emphasis? Is it just like, hey, guys, like, let's take these games on one at a time, but you would hope that there isn't a streak to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely frustrating because, at least 4, maybe even 5 of those games we probably should have won, in my opinion. Yeah. So definitely a frustrating time, but, once we broke through, we had a little bit of a streak, and then, obviously things didn't go, like I said, didn't go as planned. But I think, yeah, any season you go into, you want to have a good start and start on the right foot and just, build momentum right from the start, because it is such a long season, especially with the Olympics and stuff this year. It's going to go by pretty quickly with playing for the most part every other day besides February. So, games are going to happen pretty quickly, and we got to, we got to stay on the same page and come together.
Yeah, man. And I think that schedule is going to be wild, just looking at all the back-to-backs that you guys have. The common go-to for media is like, oh, let's see if their legs can get through that first period to start. But I've talked to a bunch of guys who say that isn't necessarily as true as you would think it was. It maybe more catches up with you in the third period. How do you feel those back-to-backs on your body?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so used to it now, being around for a while. But I think it just depends on how you're feeling in general. Sometimes you're going to feel good. Sometimes I feel better on the second half of the back-to-back than the first. It's different all the time. It's, it's definitely weird. It's a matter of taking care of yourself and being prepared to play. And obviously some nights you're going to feel better than others, but when you're not feeling your best, you got to find ways to contribute and help the team win.
So what have you been up to this offseason? I know that I've seen some posts on social media of you and your wife getting around, but I would imagine it's not all just going out and having a good time. I know that you're a guy who likes to put in the hard work. So how have you been keeping yourself busy?
Yeah, I've been in San Jose majority of the off season, and a few trips kind of here and there. I kind of went away for 3 weeks and on the East Coast, had some weddings and some stuff, which is a good time. But like I said, I've been back here for a little while now, and guys are starting to sprinkle in, and you know, it's good to see the guys on the ice coming together and you know, building on the chemistry already.
Yeah, how long do you stay off the ice once the season comes to a close?
I didn't take very much time off this year, to be honest. I kind of jumped on, and I wasn't necessarily doing too much on the ice, but I was shooting around and just working on little parts of the game. But for the most part, I didn't take very much time off. And I think, as you know, the older I've been getting, I've been taking less time. It's a little harder to get kind of back into it. So that's one of the reasons for sure.
Yeah, I got a decade on you at 43 now, so I can tell you it's easier to stay in shape than to get back into shape. So I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you that either, but it is a reality. I'm curious, when you do hop back out on the ice after not being there for a bit, do you feel it most? Are you a guy who gets it in your groin? Do you get it in your feet, or do you get it in your quads? What's usually sore after taking a bit of a break?
I think normally it starts with the feet, putting the feet back in the skates, and you're so used to walking around in sandals and stuff. So getting my feet back in the skates are definitely never my favorite part. But other than that, like I said, I kind of take things relatively slow. So it's not like I'm ever really pushing it too hard at the start of the summer. So once I'm building it, you know, back up, it's already, you know, sort of there already.
And are you doing the weight room stuff along the way the entire summer, or do you take breaks from that, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, I think I took similar thing. I took a couple weeks off, and when you don't have a whole lot going on, your life's based around hockey, so you feel obligated to get kind of back in the gym and back on the ice. And so it's been like I said, it's been a long off season, but it's also been, you know, fairly good and good for the mind.
Do you guys have a group text thread going with some of the guys on there?
I mean, we have it going for sure. We, especially when, you know, all the guys that we signed and stuff, just welcoming everybody to the team. And like I said, guys are starting to come into town. So maybe, you know, go watch a baseball game or two and get some golf going before the season starts.
Yeah, man, that's the way to do it for sure. Once training camp does get started, you know, how does the team kind of organize itself and get things rolling and, you know, kind of put together that new face on the season? Because you're one of the, you know, established long-term veterans with this team. You've been through this a million times. There's a lot of young faces on the Sharks. And maybe now this year you feel like you've got a little bit more, not like gravitas, but just like a little bit more clout because you've been here for a year. You obviously produced. You had a 30-goal season. You're one of the more established guys on the teams in terms of a long-term career. Is it hard to get everybody, not necessarily on the same page, but kind of single-minded?
No, I think every training camp I've gone into, it's you got to prove yourself and prove yourself that, you know, whatever you do best at, you have to show up and do your job. And I think every training camp I've been in, there's always, you know, three separate groups or, you know, two separate groups for sure. And everybody's competing for a spot and competing for ice time. And you know, obviously there's no better time to do it than from day one of training camp.
Obviously some new names coming in, like Klingberg, Skinner, you know, Gaudette. What's your relationship with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I played with Jeff growing up in minor hockey when we were young, and I played with Gods a little bit in Vancouver the brief time that I was there. And you know, obviously it's nice bringing the guys in, and you know, they're all expected to, you know, produce and come here, and it's just going to make it you know, more competition throughout training camp, and it's going to make us better as a team.
Yeah, Skinner, I've just seen, just because us media guys like the good talkers, but he seems like he is about as good a dude as there is out there, because just gives expansive answers. It seems like no one's had anything negative to say about him. So now here's your chance. Do you have anything negative to say about the guy you knew from your childhood?
No, I feel like he's been like that since I knew him. We were 10 years old, so I'm excited to get back to, you know, rekindling our friendship. Obviously, he's been on the East Coast for the most, and I've been on the West Coast. So it'll be fun to get things going again.
No, for sure. I got to ask you about all the Macklin and Will stuff last year. As I was saying before we started recording, every time I go on to social media, because I look at, you know, hockey and stuff, there's usually a clip of you talking about like milk and cookies and sleepovers and stuff like that. But the one thing, and I talked to your wife about this, which I thought was just like probably an ego blow, was when social media started saying that you guys were Will and Mac's mom and dad. Maybe some people were confused. I was saying that must have been an ego blow, because you're like, guys, like, we're in our early 30s here. Like, these guys are 18, 19 years old. Like, come on, give us a break.
Yeah, no, it's obviously funny, and their relationship with each other obviously is pretty funny, and just seeing them develop as players and people last year in general was fun to see, and I'm excited for what's coming this year, and hopefully we're all scoring lots of goals and having lots of sleepovers.
Nice. I often go back to that game, the early game you guys had in Boston, where Will scored one goal and then turned another one off also a defensive play and had an assist. And that seemed like kind of the point where he kind of turned the page of being a guy who was finding himself, to really finding his game. I don't know if you remember that game in particular, but it did seem like the January and after version of Will was suddenly he looked like he was about to be a star in the NHL. Like, when a guy is having that type of an ascension, do you notice it as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's never easy coming in and breaking into the NHL in general. So there was obviously a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure on Mac right from the start. And it was good for Will to for sure go home and have the game that he had. And like you said, it definitely kicked him off for the rest of the season. He was one of our better players throughout the rest of the year for sure.
Yeah, and then what about just playing with Macklin? Because he was obviously, you know, shot out of a cannon in game number one and then had to go on the injury list for a bit. But then he came back and just, you know, for a center, you know, watching his style of play, just, I don't know, man. Like, there was a quote I heard where they said, Macklin is such a heads-up player that he doesn't know what the puck looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any or very many guys that compete as hard as he does. And for him to do what he did when he was 18 years old is definitely impressive, and especially after all the trades, when he went from, you know, playing 15 to 18 minutes to 21 to 23 minutes a night, that's not easy to do. And he took it in stride and definitely did his best to you know, pull the team along. And like I said, when you're 18, 19 years old, it's not easy, and it's not an easy thing to do when you know, we didn't have as good of a season as we would have hoped. So next year, I can't wait to see what happens and what else he can bring.
Also curious your thoughts on Colin Graf, because he didn't get quite the hype that Will and Macklin got last year, but, you know, he started the season hot with the Barracuda, obviously earned his time to come up and play with San Jose. And there was a lot about his game that I really liked. I loved his ability to seal off. He started playing on the kill, which I thought was really fun for him, just because he looked like he wanted to be out there. And just his 50-50 battles, you know, to go into the corner and, you know, win a puck off a guy. There's a lot of grit to his game. It actually kind of reminded me of a young Logan Couture, not that I wanted to put too much pressure on him, but there were just kind of some similarities. I think maybe it was just kind of that effort and mentality that he has out there on the ice.
Yeah, no, I think he went down and really worked on his game and you know, the things that he was doing there, obviously he definitely deserved it. And when he got a shot, he took advantage of it. And I think he's one of those guys that's going to provide a lot to our hockey team. And, you know, obviously he's going to have to come in and have a really good camp. There's, you know, a lot of guys fighting for minimal spots. But I think, you know, it's going to be a really exciting time for him. And like I was saying, the little things that he does definitely go a long way. And the guys on the team and in the locker room definitely see it.
I know, obviously, you're going to be giving your all in training camp because you're a pro, that's what you do, but your status is a little bit different. But do you remember back in the early days when you were getting those first opportunities with LA where they were like, all right, you know, earn your ice time, prove it that you're going to be out there? Just how, not necessarily nerve-wracking, but it was just, I imagine that's a daunting task for a young player in the NHL to be told, all right, you know, if you prove it, we're going to put you here, but the hard part is proving it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely is nerve-wracking, and I remember, you know, one of my first training camps and being on a line with Jeff Carter and Mike Richards, and those are some pretty good players that were pretty intimidating to be playing with. But at the same time, you had to go out and prove that you could be in the league and play with guys like that. And I was fortunate enough to, you know, be along for the ride with them, and I'm ending up, you know, obviously making it and going on a pretty good run there.
Yeah, and let me just ask you, being on the flip side of that, you played against some really, really good Sharks teams. Do you have any memories about going up against those guys and looking at just, I mean, obviously those LA teams, you guys were star-studded, so are those San Jose teams. I mean, those just, they felt like wars from our perspective. Was it like that out on the ice?
Yeah, definitely. It's some of those games didn't feel like there was a puck out on the ice, and it didn't matter, you know, who you're on the ice against. It was definitely was a war, and majority of those games were, you know, 1-0, 2-1 games with some pretty heavy hits and some pretty dirty plays too. So no, those were great times, and obviously playing against Anaheim too those days. That was definitely the gauntlet of the league.
Dude, it was the California Death Valley. And then also Vancouver was hot for a while there too. That West Coast swing would just brutalize teams.
Definitely.
By the way, what was it like practicing against Jonathan Quick? Obviously, that guy means so much to American hockey. And even though he was a king and I was a Bay Area kid, obviously I had so much respect for him. Do you think that made you a better player?
Oh, for sure. And just like asking him little things throughout, you know, my time playing with him and just picking his brain a little bit as a goaltender. I've been fortunate to play with some very good goalies, future Hall of Famers for sure. And, you know, Quickie's definitely up there with, you know, the one guy that I would want, you know, on my team. And I don't think there's a more competitive human, whether that's on the ice or off the ice, other than Quickie.
Did you ever have that moment out there where you saw him make a save and say kind of like, how the hell did he do that?
Multiple times. And it was always crazy because obviously, you know, you wouldn't get as much hype in LA, especially at the time where he'd be making saves, and for whatever reason, you wouldn't see it on the highlights the next day when he was realistically doing it at least once a week. So maybe that's why he's doing it so often.
And then now as we get ready for, you know, the start of training camp and things, like, what are your personal goals for the season? Obviously, you're coming off of a very quality year. You had 30 goals. You know, you've hit that mark a few times in your career now. I think this team will have a bit more offensive firepower this year. Do you think about personal goals at this point in your career? Or are you more about just trying to get that team to take the next step?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. Obviously, you know, I want to produce and help the team win, and that's obviously, you know, what I have done best throughout my career. And I think also at this point, it is one of those things where I want to win games and, you know, do all the little things that help. So honestly, going to training camp and try and just, you know, find the chemistry with whoever I'm going to get put with off the start and, you know, win games. You got to start winning games in the preseason and build that, you know, into the regular season.
Nice. Well, Mr. Toffoli, I will let you go, man. I appreciate your time as always, and I promise you'll be sick of me by the time training camp comes to a close, all right?
All right. We'll talk soon.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.